This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. It is time for Joey Harrington story time every Friday, 5:30. I think he is on the line. Mr. Joey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Over.
Good. Roger.
What's going on?
Clearance. What's your vector, Victor?
I see you're a big part of Duck's Twitter now.
Apparently. Yeah.
Not by choice?
Well, it was kind of an interesting, like, I've always had this account. Right, that I had to have when I was doing the KGW stuff years ago, and you know, I'd post my stories out there, and then you know, I'd just kind of forget about it, and then I don't know why actually, I was just kind of poking around the other night and just started answering some questions, and then more questions started coming in, and so I just kept answering the questions, and then all of a sudden, like some guy says, "Hey, you know, Joey, we need to get you verified." And I was like, "All right, cool." And then they said, "We need to get you to 20,000 followers. Come on, Ducks Twitter." I was like, "All right, cool." You know, and so I just started answering questions, and then all of a sudden, I'm on it.
Now you're an influencer. Yeah. Congratulations!
I was going to say, is that how it happens?
Yeah,
like, I'm not really. You know, I did was answer some questions.
Now you got to post some like boudoir photos or something. You got to like, you know, stick your ass out or something, or yeah, you got to give the people something sexy.
That's the thing. I'm not going to, like, I am absolutely, that's why I stayed off of it for so long, is it's all it is just people, you know, posting pictures of themselves or having arguments with people, like, that you can feel free to say whatever you want, because there's no accountability.
Right. Repercussions, right? Or anything.
Yeah. And so I've just kind of always thought it was stupid, but
well, it is. You know. I mean, you aren't wrong about that. But see, you've been roped in now. Is this full time now for you? Your full go into Ducks Twitter as Joey Harrington?
I'm on Twitter. I'm answering questions. Yeah, I mean, okay. You know, part of it is, you know, just kind of preparing for, I've got something coming up down the road that, you know, I may be jumping back into some media stuff, and I was like, I might as well just kind of, you know, answer some questions and see how it goes.
It's breaking news. That's a nice little tease. Yeah.
You care
breaking
to share?
News.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I can't tell you.
It's COVID, right? It broke you being at home. You have to get out of the house now.
Yeah. I'm so just, done with sitting around and I don't know, we could go down a rabbit hole here. What's going on?
Well,
it's Ryder Cup Day.
Yeah, I was just watching it actually, and Patty was up there, your cuz.
Yeah, he's getting smoked.
Yeah, the U.S. looked good. Did you watch it? Do you care?
I care. Does 100 pounds of dome make a big old cookie?
Yes.
Yes. No. I love.
USA, USA, USA.
You know, so often golf is just kind of.
I know.
I mean, if you're not truly a golf fan,
100%.
You watch a golf tournament and it's like, meh.
Boring.
But there's passion behind this. Like, there's teamwork. There's accountability. I mean, I've told you the story when I was sitting on the tee box at Oakland Hills in Detroit when they hosted the Ryder Cup. And Tiger, and it was when Phil yanked, well, I guess he didn't yank it because he's a lefty. So he blocked that tee shot out of bounds on 18. And, oh, man, when he and Tiger were teammates and Tiger gave him a death stare, like, you felt it. Like, there was a, there's passion behind it. So, yeah, of course I'm a fan of Ryder Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, I was telling that to people earlier. Like, you know, if you're not a golf fan, if there's one event that could maybe grab you in golf, it's this.
I would say that about, like, I'm a big hockey guy, and I've always said, give the Olympics a whirl. Like, if you're not a hockey guy, watch the Olympics and or the World Championships, and you know, you throw a little country pride in there and a little extra, you know, oomph, and it's not about money. There's something else there. I think that comes across even through TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So fair. My hesitation, you mentioned hockey, and then it just like lost me, because when I got drafted to Detroit, I went, first thing I did is I took my, well, not first, but I took my mom to a Stanley Cup finals match, and game. And you know, they're chucking hats and throwing octopi onto the ice, and you know, it's rowdy and it's crazy and it's a great atmosphere, but it's like, what the hell is going on here? Like, I don't know. I didn't grow up playing it. I didn't quite get it. So hockey's a bad analogy. I tried it.
Well, again, I didn't say regular hockey. I said Olympic hockey. Olympic. It is true. Like, that's the same
thing. Your ideas are stupid.
You got to explain someone icing, and there's, you know, the penalties.
What line?
And
the green line?
What?
Where's the beer line?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Joe Harrington, each Friday is courtesy BMW Portland, where relationships matter. Now, I contend that... Well, I mean, we know that Arizona has given Oregon trouble in the past. Now, this Arizona team is way down, and Oregon is obviously very good. But just generally asking the question, do you think that Oregon's more upset-proof now? Because years past, Arizona could provide a little upset alert at Autzen. But this is where I think the new sort of Mario Cristobal Oregon comes into play, where you're not going to get upset by Arizona because of – the difference in the trenches, right? It's along the lines. Like, it's just such a mismatch that even if you don't play great football, you have such a mismatch up front against a team like this Arizona team that Oregon's more upset proof. Agreed or disagree?
Potentially agree. Potentially. We saw the trenches against Ohio State. We did not see the trenches against Fresno State and Stony Brook. Right? I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's not like our defensive line was in the back, in the Stony Field. I keep calling them Stony Field, like the yogurt. Stony Brook backfield all day creating havoc, right? Like, you want to say this, and I actually wasn't necessarily going to go with the trenches as much as I was going to go with the recruiting depth, right? In years past, you know, you get towards the end of the season, guys get dinged up, guys get tired, your superstars don't play to the superstar level for one game, and Oregon hasn't historically had the guys to step in and fill. You know, if Wes Mallard, if Rashad Bowman went down, you know, during our 2001 season, yeah, boy, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what would have happened. But we saw a defensive team with five starters, and arguably the best player in college football, gone. And did they dominate? No, they didn't. They played a great first half, and they hung on, bend but don't break in the second. And sometimes that's what it takes. And that happened because they had the depth to fill in. And that's one of the things that Mario has. Yeah, you're right. He's preached a stronger, tougher style of football, and he's recruited. You know, if you look at the recruiting boards and the rankings, which I don't, I hate them because it doesn't mean a thing until you step on the field, but you may have seen some of the results 2 weeks ago. So I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I haven't necessarily seen it in practice, right? That's my hesitation is call me in November and let's see where we stand and let's see what kind of game tape they've put out.
Yeah, because you do have to show up. Like, you look at, you know, you could say what you will about week to week and you take everyone the same. You don't. I don't care who you are. It's impossible to get up for Stony Brook or Fresno the same way you do Ohio State. And we've seen what Oregon's capable of. My question is now, as we go throughout the season, can you match that level of intensity week in and week out? Because you are going to be, I think, significant favorites over just about everyone you play. But great teams can't play down to their competition. And so far, I do think we've seen that with Fresno and Stony Brook, and we've seen them rise to the occasion and what they're capable of against one of the best teams in the country.
I would say that historically, Oregon, yeah, you're right. That has been their downfall. Yeah. And the years that they've had with, you know, the runs that they had with Marcus and, you know, all that stretch with Chip, they had this.
It's a dip.
They'd play great and great games, and then they dip. Yep. And that's been the MO for about the 10, 15 years, is they play to the level of their opponent, whether that's up or down. But inevitably, that's going to come back and bite you in the butt. Dang it, I had a great point that you... Oh, that was the... I'm going to wait and see on that Fresno. Okay, did they play Smelly against Stony Brook? Yeah, they did. Does it matter? No. I mean, no. But this is a Fresno team that went to L.A. and beat UCLA.
Yep.
Right? A UCLA team that beat LSU to start, you know. So, I don't know. I'm not sold that Fresno falls into that category. And in fact, I may say that we look back at the end of the year and realize that Oregon came out of the gates and beat a top 25 team to start the season. So I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic on that idea. And I think it could come to fruition because of where Fresno is going to end up, and I don't think they're going to be the walkover that people think that they are. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, Fresno's good. I mean, they're one play away from having beaten the number 11 and the number 13th ranked team in the country.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, they're a good football team, and I think you're going to see them in the mix. You know, I think you'll see them a top 25 team at the end of the season, and that win is actually going to come back and may potentially help Oregon. Yeah.
What is Joey's biggest worry right now? We'll get to that next. It's 547 on The Fan.
How is your mental health? Billie Eilish, Kevin Love of the Cleveland.
1080 The Fan.
All right, just a few minutes left here with Joey Harrington each Friday, 530, courtesy BMW Portland. This is what I was going to say about Duck's Twitter that you're a big part of now, you know? You're all verified. Oh, and
Not verified.
Oh, I thought you said somebody.
Apparently No, somebody said you need to get verified. I was like, cool. All right, how's that happen?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody will. One day you'll wake up and you'll flip on your Twitter and there will be a little blue check mark next to your name, and that's it.
A little blue check mark. I said I'm apparently not. You have to have something to say, and you have to be important, or you have to be like notable or something like that.
You have to prove it's you.
Yeah, they want to know it's really you. Because that way, then if people don't know, they're like searching out Joey Harrington. Yeah. The blue check mark will show them you're the real Joey Harrington, not that fake schmuck, you know.
Ah, yeah.
That's what's
fake,
up.
Yeah.
So things, you know, when things are good in Duck Twitter or Blazer Twitter or whatever it is, things are great and it's fun and it's everybody's having a good time and Ohio State win and a Stony Brook win and Oregon's number 3 and all, it's kumbaya. But when things get bad, boy, can that flip on a dime. What is your biggest worry right now? Like, what do you... What can derail this? Well, that wasn't a good question. What's your biggest worry right now? That's the question.
My biggest worry.
Because, you know, it's not going to be all perfect.
What? College football seasons aren't perfect? Let me think about that.
Okay.
I think that I'm curious to see if Thibodeau comes back this week. Right, I am, because I don't necessarily think. Oh boy, am I kind of stepping in one here? I'm not sure, or I haven't seen enough evidence to show me that they can sustain a level defensively to go out and win. What do they need? 10 more games?
Well, yeah. To win the Pac-12 title game, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And I think, but that's got to be the goal, right? And especially the conversation we had after last week is, you know, we're talking about, is this the greatest win in the history of wins? Well, no, it's not, because it depends on what happens the rest of the year. There's context. And if they want this Ohio State win to be the greatest win in the history of the wins, you need to go win the rest of these games. You're going to be favored in the rest of these games. And, you know, we talked about earlier that getting knocked off. From what I've seen in the defensive line, in terms of pressuring the quarterback and getting into the backfield, with Thibodeau and without Thibodeau. With Thibodeau, for that first quarter of the season, he was, we'll call it 15 plays, and he was in the backfield for 7 of them, caused a fumble, had a sack fumble, bounced the running back into a scraping Noah Sewell a couple times. Like, his disruption level was off the charts. Without him, I haven't seen that disruption. Now, what I've seen is people fill in gaps, right? You've seen the linebacker. You've seen Sewell play out of his mind. You've seen McKinley play out of his mind. You've seen the corners play fantastic. But you haven't seen any sort of real consistent defensive line disruption. How many sacks do they have against Ohio State? Zero. Until the last drive of the game, right? That has to be there. That's my worry. That if Thibodeau is not full strength, that if Thibodeau, for some reason, this lingers and this carries on, that's going to be a problem. And teams will be able to exploit the fact that the Oregon's defensive line is not what they were with Kayvon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because really, you look at the passing attack, right? Like, you know, Hayner went up and down the field on him a little bit. And in the second half, is inconsistent with the bum shoulder. Stroud did too, but I thought they did a great job of keeping everything in front of them, and the secondary tackled and tried to eliminate the big plays. The good thing is, you look up and down the schedule, at least right now, it not like a lot of teams in the Pac-12 right now are slinging the ball around. Like, it's weird because this is supposed to be the conference of quarterbacks, and this right now appears to be the conference of quarterbacks that just make you go, bleh.
Yeah, but even bleh can beat you every once in a while if you're not disrupting, right? And and that's kind of the point of what we were talking about earlier, is they can win 9 games, they can win 8 games, but if bleh beats you twice, then your season becomes bleh,
right?
I mean, and that's the whole point of what Mario is trying to build, is to try and build something that's consistent, that is sustainable, that doesn't explode one minute and then fall flat the next. And we've seen that, we've seen those blowouts. We've seen that explosion from Oregon over the last decade. And I think what people want to see is that long-term sustained, I don't call it stability, because, you know, explosions and great offensive football is fun. But you want to know that when Arizona comes to town after losing 163 games in a row, that you don't need to be nervous, right?
Yes.
I still see Arizona, and I think, oh, man. I remember those games where Arizona came, and it's like, oh,
that's right.
God, that makes me nervous.
Gronk, you remember the Gronk game?
Yes. Oh, God. Like, I remember where I was sitting when Dennis Dixon got hurt.
Yeah.
Right, like those games still stick in my mind. But with what Mario is building and what his philosophy is, they shouldn't. Right, that's the whole point.
Yep, and I think it sure feels like it's getting there. I mean, I know, you know, nobody's upset proof, but man, it feels more stable than it ever has. And boy, it's certainly set up for him with this schedule, as you mentioned, and already number 3 in the country.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody would have truly thought that the two toughest games of the year would be played in Week 1 and Week 2.
Yeah, 100%.
You potentially hit the conference championship game.
It's crazy.
And this goes back to, and like, we'll wait and see how this goes, but, you know, USC could pick it up. Stanford next week. If Stanford shows out against UCLA, that one looks a little bit better. I mean, we've seen this with Oregon. Sometimes even Oregon State last year in the Civil War. You know, you could get a completely different looking team, not just for Oregon, but your opponent wise 6 weeks from now than what we're seeing. There could be a rise of someone in the conference.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's a long season.
All right, sir. Well, good luck with your tweets.
Yeah. God, I'm a Twitter fool.
It's going to be great.
I'm Twittering like crazy.
I'll keep refreshing looking for Joey tweets.
I got hot take.
I know. You are a hot take guy.
Well, you know, the, between Ryder Cup and you know, and seventh grade soccer, I should find some time to tweet this weekend.
Yeah, do it.
Good luck.
We'd
with
love
that.
To see it. Yeah, good luck with that. That'll be fun.
Yeah. All right.
Talk to you next week. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
All right. That's Joey Harrington. It's brought to you by BMW Portland, where relationships matter. Visit BMW Portland on Southwest Jefferson downtown or BMWPortland.com.
Column.
A reading from the Golden Oak Lending Book of Mortgage Lingo.
What is the present? Well, it's the perfect.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.